Knock It Off by Dena Kilgore. Well, I continue to blog over and over about trusting God. God has gotten me through so many hard times and has pulled me out of some murky waters over the years. So now I come upon another struggle. Eye surgery. My eyesight is pretty important to me. I would guess any seeing person would agree and say the same. So when I found out I had to have surgery on my eye to replace my natural born lens, it was a bit concerning. After all, this is my eye we're talking about, not someone else's. Eek. I did some research, talked to friends, and everyone assured me that this is something that is simple and routine and just another day on the job for the doctor. And yes, that seemed and still seems to be the case. I went into the surgical center 2 days ago to have eye surgery. Everyone was great. The surgery was done. I could see amazing out of the eye that I've been having problems with the last 2 years. I was excited, to say the least. Then after I got home, put the required eye drops in, and took a nap, I woke up to a hazy, foggy eye, like looking through the double plastic of a Ziploc bag, but with a whitish tinge to it. It stayed hazy all day. My friend who had this done a few months ago said I'd wake up the next day 100% and perfectly clear. Well, that didn't happen. Still hazy for me the next morning. Luckily, I had my one-day follow-up appointment booked and someone to take me, and the girl walked in and said, "I'll bet you're hazy and foggy today, huh?" That was music to my ears. "Yes, I am. Please fix it," I wanted to say, but replied, "Yes, very." She seemed unconcerned and said it'll go away in 3 to 5 days and maybe even later today. Okay, good. Then she sent a doctor in to make sure things looked good with the new lens implant. "Yep, everything looks great." "Good," I said. "I have haziness still and this flashing of a light on that side," I said. "Ah, strobe lighting," he said. "Yes, that was a perfect analogy. Apparently I'm not the first," I thought. He said, "Haziness should go away in 3 to 5 days and the strobe lighting will go away as your eye adjusts to the lens." Okay, that's good. Two people that acted completely unconcerned. That's a good sign, right? After I arrived home, the surgical center called and asked how I was doing. Of course, I had to mention my two concerns again. She asked, after all. Of course, her response was, 3 to 5 days. Okay, well, at least they're all consistent. I just need that haze to subside so I'm not stuck with what looks like looking through a plastic Ziploc bag. That appointment was yesterday, so I'm now on day 3 as I write this blog. The haziness and the strobe lighting is still there. Maybe I'm being impatient. Maybe I'm just concerned that my friend had it done and he had none of the haziness. Maybe I'm concerned because I can't drive and get to work right now. Or maybe it's because I have a very long road trip coming up very soon that I'll need this eye to see to get my friends and I to our location. So this is one of those times in life where I need to just focus on Jesus and quit focusing on myself. He has all of this under control and has already gone before me. I want to get on my knees right now and cry and beg him to help and take this haziness away, but I'm not sure if I'm supposed to cry. Well, between these two sentences, I did. I cried. My thought process is that I put drops in every 8 hours anyway, so what's some tears? My eye's been watering a bit lately anyway. Now I just wait on the healing to continue and take place and my eye to be 100% as my friend's was the day after surgery. This is where I have to put my money where my mouth is and trust that God is going to take care of this concern for me. Do I trust him even though I can't see on the other side of this problem? Yes, I have to. I have to look at all the times in my life that seemed so cruddy and I didn't see a way through, or couldn't see the other side, and he got me to the other side so perfectly. I know he's the great physician, and he's probably just letting my eye heal naturally. And yes, it's going to take some time, just like anything. I mean, it's only been like 50 hours, and everyone is telling me to be patient. I know Googling things probably isn't the best idea, but even Google said it sometimes takes a few days for the haze to clear up. So am I worrying for nothing? Probably. Is God asking me to quit worrying so he can take over? I'm sure he is. So this is where I just have to knock it off. Put on my big girl britches. That's probably a southern expression from my southern parents. Trust that God is working and quit worrying about it. God didn't create worry. God didn't create fear. Fear is from the enemy, and I don't belong to the enemy. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Note to self, knock it off. P.S. By the time this blog publishes, I'm sure my eye will be clear and I'll be so glad I had this surgery. P.S.S. Once again, God came through. On day 4, the haziness cleared up and my eyesight is so clear, my brain is having a hard time processing what I'm seeing. God is good and God is trustworthy.